AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your snowy Wednesday. Matt and Sam here today. Sam, when was the last time you were out driving around at all?
This morning. It wasn't as bad this morning. Now all of a sudden there's a bunch of white stuff on the
ground. Well, it, since it didn't start snowing till noon, yeah, this morning was a delight. You're going to get some snow in the metro area, and I will say this. Well, I mean, how many accidents we got working right now? Nine accidents working in the metro area. Yeah, just to anticipate it's going to be a magical drive home. I'll give you an idea. I live in Hopkins. The Palatial Broadcasting Complex is right here on the northeast side of Eden Prairie, right at 212 and Valley View Road. And it took me 15 minutes to get down here, which is, you know, maybe 3-4 miles. So, yeah, fun times and just enough, slipperiness out there to give you some headaches. So anticipate a slow commute home. Snow will be moving through the metro area basically until about 5, 6 o'clock tonight. That's what they're saying. By then it will start to taper off. But then we're looking at a bigger snowstorm coming through this weekend. So, well, it will start looking a little bit more Christmassy around here than it does right now. It looks very November-y without any snow. So, it's going to change. That's going to change things over. So just keep that in mind. Some heavier snow showers down towards Rochester right now, but nothing too bad. But it does take us a while to get used to driving in this stuff again. I'll keep an eye on the traffic. If things get really nuts, I'll give you an update on that. But the best part is it looks like there might be an accident near the Wakoda Bridge. Oh, cripes, yeah, by the Wakoda.
Oh, cripes.
Oh, yeah, that's Shakopee. Shakopee's on the other side. The Wakoda's on the southeast side. I for some reason, I could not ever, when I was doing traffic in years ago, I could not say Wakoda without sounding like just the biggest Minnesota room. It then looks like for delays, you can sound, you just, a professional radio broadcaster here, watch out for slowdowns coming northbound here, going this way, that way, then, well, it looks like an accident over the Wakoda Bridge over there.
At least you recognize when you have. I'll say it and I won't even realize I'm doing it.
Trust me, that was the point of most of my reviews. Let's talk about how you say Wakoda. Sorry, my bad. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. I will say we'll start things off a little bit with a little bit of racy language. Ooh, yes. Well, not really racy. You know, kind of. We are, as a northern Minnesota place, We generally do have a little fun, but how much fun? Specifically, the kind of fun that leads to a sentence of eternal damnation to never-ending torture and flames, not to mention the possibility of bumping into the bad guys in the lunch line. You want to avoid St. Paul, a disturbingly well-behaved city, if you do want to run amok in society. St. Paul is a fairly well-run place. And if your rigorous new examination of sinful cities from Wallet Hub is to be believed, the study measured 37 key indicators of evil deeds as practiced by the nation's 180 largest cities, including Minneapolis and St. Paul. Turns out St. Paul is not only more affordable than the two twin cities, but also will be sending way more residents to heaven, which we hear is nice. Yeah, it's very nice. Well, here it's lovely this time of year. St. Paulites aren't particularly prone to anger or hateful behavior, 170th out of 180. A measurement of the city's violent and sex crime rates, apparently Minneapolis plays 60 in that category. If violent crime is what you want, well, seek help immediately. Anyway, this is a City Page story here. St. Louis, Missouri, and Detroit finished first and second on the hatred index. I've been to both towns. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. If you're going over those cities, be careful there. People of St. Paul are not jealous. News that will absolutely shock the sibling rivalry enthusiasts of Minneapolis, who remain convinced the only reason anyone chooses St. Paul is because they don't think they're cool enough, own cool enough shirts. St. Paul also doesn't get down on common vices, ranking 153rd on an assessment of excessive drinking, overeating, drug use, and racking up debt. Minneapolis is also not that bad. That's at 134th out of 180. Where the cities start to diverge, St. Paul ranks at 118th most lustful city, a rank based on strip clubs, porn searches, and percentage of people active on Tinder. Hello there. Pardon me a second while I do a swipe or two. Ew. Oh, no, excuse me. That was just that my camera was on. My bad. Yeah. It's an easy joke. It's an easy joke. The rain put St. Paul right in between such unsexing sounding places as Huntsville, Alabama, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Minneapolis, well, they like sex. They want to basically, because they're the city's 30th in lust out of 180 cities and 27th in vanity. Once again, let me look back in my mirror. Hello there, camera. You are attractive. Minneapolis wants to... The works are the laziness index, a study of how often people exercise, work, and volunteer, among other factors. Minneapolis comes in 146, so we're not very lazy in Minneapolis. 35th, but St. Paul ranks at 149th, so they're actually pretty active, too. St. Paul's even less lazy than Minneapolis. St. Paul, let's see, where are the other ones here? Low ranking, strong point is finishing 20th in greed. So St. Paul does not is you know, it basically got a they're sinful in greed. They're greedy. Measures charitable donations and gambling addictions. Minneapolis is even more money hungry. It's 16th greediest metropolitan in the country. Is that right? I don't know many people in St. Paul that are really greedy.
I don't really either.
I know some of that has some issues, like if your leaves get into their yard, that's more personal. That's not greedy.
I mean, compared to like every city in America, maybe, but just looking at the big cities.
I wouldn't even put it up there really? That high in the big cities.
Not at all in the big city.
Go Dallas, go Atlanta, yeah. go Chicago. I mean, there are a lot. New York is massively greedy. Los Angeles is greedy. I have a hard time understanding that one, how we rank so high and St. Paul did on greed. So anyway, needless to say, there you go. Your sins laid out for you. St. Paul, you're a little bit better than Minneapolis, but man, if you'd like to follow Minneapolis on Tinder, hello there. It's hooking up over on this side of the river. Hello. 952-946-942-94. That was creepier than when I say Wakoda, man. 952-946-6205. I want to mention something a little bit from yesterday. Representative Gene Pulaski, DFLer from Winona, he's trying to stop these middle-of-the-night bills that happen, which are truly horrible. And as a matter of fact, it was really interesting to hear how many people statewide were furious at the Omnibus Prime bill, the 1,000-page bill Republicans held to the last second, threw at the Democrats. I remember people saying at least half that bill had never seen the light of day. No one had seen it. There wasn't a public hearing on it. Half that bill was not even something the public was aware of. But this is what happens when you have, you know, greedy jackasses who basically have an agenda doing things like this. Well, Gene Pulaski, Representative Pulaski, has been working on this issue. As a matter of fact, having some hearings trying to find a good solution to stop this kind of behavior. But funny story, some of the Republicans are against it. Representative Greg Davids, a Republican of Winona, said lawmakers are elected to approve the best legislation regardless of the hour. The House has been very open to this. It's the people's House. I don't think we should be having restrictions on who can talk and when, said Davids. Oh, I want to repeat that one line. This is Davids, Republican. I don't think we should have restrictions on who can talk and when, says Davids, the longer serving House Republican. Some of us are just getting going at about 11:30 and we're fine to go all night. Now, first of all, let's just say this is such bull crud. It's not even funny. This is a guy trying to validate these backroom deals. And once again, this is not backroom deals between Democrats and Republicans. This is backroom deals between Republicans and their lobbyists and the people that bankroll them, telling them what to try to put in the bill and saying, okay, what's the very last second we can have this here before we have to give it to the Democrats to have some semblance of legitimacy to this? Oh, we'll give them 2 hours to look at a 1,000-page bill. And this is not something new. Reminder, the Southwest Light Rail Line. Kirk Dowd lied outright to the Democrats and to the governor, saying that there was going to be the Southwest Light Rail in that one bill. Well, they held it to the last second. They threw it out there. They made the House vote without even seeing if it was in there. But the representatives did contact Senator Ron Latz, who said, wait a minute here, that's not in there. Ron Latz added that into the bill, which was approved by the Senate Republicans, and then kirked out because it was my way or the highway. Mine. He basically gaveled the House closed and ran out the door. So, you know, this is when David talks about, oh, we're just talking. We're ma and popping it. I got my knee up on the fence post and we're just talking. Bull crud. David, you're a lying son of a, you're a liar, dude. And don't even give me the crud about, oh, this is a good time to do business. Only mobsters thinks 11 o'clock at night is a good time to start the business day. Or strippers, and I've seen you, dude. You're not a stripper. All right. But let me go back. Let me rewind this a little bit here. I want to read this quote once again from Mr. Davids. I don't think we should have restrictions on who can talk and when. This is an interesting thought process, because if I remember correctly, back in 2017, after Kurt Dowd had put the mute button at the speaker's desk, remember that? He put a mute button up there so he could mute the Democrats when he wanted to mute them, because he didn't think that the representatives deserved to have their voices heard. Funny story. The acting speaker at that time who ruled that it would not violate Rule 215 to have the mute button because ambient voices can be still picked up from a distance even when the microphones are cut, it was Representative Greg Davids, who only a year ago, Johnny G-string here, only a year ago was saying you should be able to mute anyone you want to because that's perfectly fine. But now it's, I don't think we should have restrictions on who can talk and when. Oh, Davids, don't you hate it when you basically get caught red-handed being an idiot? Well, congratulations, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. How are you not aware of you standing up for the mute button? And now all of a sudden you're worried about people having a voice? You can shut up. And I do sincerely mean that. You can shut up now because you have forfeited the right to complain about people's voices being heard. But that even being said, your argument is, you know, my lobbyists need to come talk to me at 3 o'clock in the morning because, you know, that's when normal people do business. Oh, Davids, man, dude, how dumb. I understand you must have drawn the short straw to go on out there and say, wait a minute here, we don't think you should stop us from doing these bills in the middle of the night. I get it. You didn't want to do this, but at least check your own quotes over history, dude, before you open your pie hole. My God. Some of us are just getting going at 11:30, and we're fine to go all night. Is that David's Tinder profile? Or Grindr? It's Grindr. That's my bad. My bad. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know technology. But some of us just get going about 11:30, and we're fine to go all night. Sounds like a Grindr profile, if you want to know the truth. Oh, man. Dude, seriously, you, any House Republican, if you were in the House, which you know, there, no Republicans picked up any seats, so you all were in the House the last session, you can just be quiet about being your voice being heard. You did one of the most un-American things I have ever seen in my life. You went into one of Minnesota's Houses of Congress, and you put a mute button in the House. Just to shut up the opposition party. That's all that was for. Just to shut up the opposition party. So you acting as if we're not being heard, you should be thanking the incoming Democrats for removing that button. At least I believe, I mean, from what I understood, Representative Hortman, who's going to become the who's the Madam Speaker elect, is it was going. That was one of the first things that was going to go was the mute button. Because you tell you what, if I was ever the Speaker of the Minnesota House and you guys pulled that on me, I would purposely be going out of my way to mute you every chance I could. Just to hear you bellyache about, you got a big meanie pants with the mute button. But now all of a sudden, now that he's in the minority, hey, we like to stay up all night on our little benders talking all night because that's when we do business best. Dude, if that's when you do business best, you should not be in the Minnesota House. Just a little hint. Can we check to see if, is that his Grindr or Tinder profile? Can we'll check during the break, okay? Greg Davids of Preston, he seems to be a catch. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I don't know. But when you say, some of us just get going about 11:30, and so we're fine to go all night. Wow, really? That's kind of creepy, dude. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Let's take a break. The war against Ilhan Omar. We'll talk about that when we come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Hi, Gregory Rich, founder and chief at Habitation Furnishing and Design, and now I'd like to invite you to kill your Sunday evenings with me right here on AM 950 with Drink in the Style. It's a one-hour-long conversation of interior design, art, architecture, and pretty much anything else visual and aesthetic, all while enjoying some booze handcrafted by our friends at Mill Valley Kitchen. Can you think of a better way to spend Sunday evenings? Drink in the Style, Sundays at 5 p.m.
This is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many listeners know that I founded Human Inspiration Works, LLC, which trains on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on diversity and inclusion. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change the way they see the world. I'd love to help make your organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-647-1579. 1-800-647-1579. That's 1-800-647-1579.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Former Speaker Paul Thiessen, and I believe as well the current Minnesota Supreme Court Justice. I think it's a big change. This is back when the mute button was put in by Kurt Dowd. I think it's a big change. It may seem like a minor thing, but it gives the Speaker the power to shut off debate in that form. When someone is in the middle of a sentence, I wouldn't have approved it. But once again, who did approve it? Mr. I don't think we should have restrictions on who can talk and when. Greg Davids. By the way, I've determined that I don't think Greg has either a Tinder or Grindr profile. I will keep an update on that. But when you post stuff like some of us just get going at 11:30 and we're fine to go all night.
I don't know what else you can take from that.
You dancing at the club tonight, man? You at the cabaret? Oh, all right. I'll bring some ones. No, well, that's, oh, excuse me, that's for your Republican guys. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. That's for when you're meeting with your donors. 952-946-6205. I say this in jest, of course. One thing I'm not going to say in jest is it's going to get disgustingly ugly how the Republicans treat Ilhan Omar. Sinclair Broadcast Group, a far-right media group in the country, which owns local news stations that reach a collective 40% of Americans, rolled out a must-run segment Wednesday morning. Now, we've talked about this before. This is a news outlet. They have a lot of smaller town stations across the country, and they send out these news bits, and they have to run them. They don't have any option on them, and almost all the time, they're an extreme far-right editorial. They basically are out there. The latest one was defending Laura Loomer. This is the far-right conspiracy theorist. Segment by former Trump campaign advisor Boris Epstein, and a guy who clearly, I think, has the hots for Laura Loomer, promoted, basically, Laura was criticizing Twitter for banning Laura Loomer because she was promoting hate. Media Matters first reported Loomer, an anti-Muslim extremist who had around 260,000 followers on the site, would use the platform to claim without evidence that Sharia law had gone into effect in places like Michigan. In his segment, Epstein defended the tweet that finally got Loomer kicked off Twitter, an attack on Muslim representative-elect Ilhan Omar. Omar had condemned the evil doings of Israel in a 2012 tweet, writing, "Israel has hypnotized the world." The message, as Omar explained, was fully during her campaign, was a criticism of the nation of Israel and its violent conflict with neighboring Palestine, not of the Jewish people. But Loomer, who is Jewish, used Omar's 2012 tweet to claim the congresswoman-elect is anti-Jewish and participates in religion where women are forced to wear the hijab. Epstein also pushed the false notion that Omar's message was a hateful critique of Jewish people, framing the ban of Loomer as unfair conservative censorship. He went on to ask why Loomer had been banned when Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam and known anti-Semite, had not been. Twitter has been called out for a remarkably uneven policy on banning members. Yet Loomer's hateful anti-Muslim rhetoric has been well documented on the website. I mean, this is the clown that came out and said, "Well, we know 50,000 Muslims voted for Keith Ellison." Which, funny, I don't remember religion ever being part of my ballot, so I don't know how she even came up with that one. But then she insisted the other 50,000, this was in the 100,000 that beat Doug Wardlow in the Attorney General's race, were also fraudulent, and so that was her argument. She's been previously banned from using Uber and Lyft after tweeting complaints about Islamic immigrant drivers implied by both services. Epstein's message directly follows another eye-raising segment by Sinclair reporting as they made this run on 200 network stations. In it, Epstein defended the using of force, including tear gassing children at the border. That's the kind of stuff these people are pushing at Sinclair. Yeah, it's really disgusting. When going to a City Pages story as well, once again, this is the beginning for Ilhan Omar, and I really feel sorry for the representative, because think about your worst day. Seriously, think about the worst day you have had at the last year of your job. It's probably going to be like that every stinking day for her, because she's going in there. I mean, for God's sakes, look at the Nazi they basically just elected in Mississippi. I mean, she's going to be in the Capitol. There, I guarantee you there's at least four or five who's the moron down in Iowa? Steve King. That guy. Dear God. You know, I can't stop but think that at some point we're going to have the news story of someone like Steve King or Louis Gohmert or someone like that trying to rip her hijab off her head on the House floor. I can't. Are you? And is anyone going to be surprised when that happens? I don't think so. Anyway, they're going after Ilhan Omar and another thing. This is a City Pages story. She's soft-spoken, fine measured of understanding determination. That's what a reasonable person's takeaway. Yet reasonable and conservatism are not often used in the same sentence these days, especially when the subject is Muslims and a woman and about to represent a fair city of Minneapolis in the hallowed halls of Congress. Scramble a few facts together and a very the very being can be reduced to one word, dastardly. In 2 months, Omar had become the first Muslim woman, along with Michigan's Rashida Tlaib, to enter Congress. Although she has yet to even set her sails, conspiracies and falsehoods are already being attached to her name. The latest is the most diabolical plot blazing across Facebook and Twitter. It shows a photo of Omar accompanied by a purported quote, "I think all white men should be put in chains as slaves because they will never submit to Islam." Now, forget for the moment that she actually never said this. She never said this. Or basically the fact that a predominantly white district giving 78% of its vote to someone who, you know, you'd think to yourself, wait a minute here, Minneapolis, St. Paul, that's the Minnesota 5 district. That's a lot of white people. Yeah. Including myself, who proudly voted for Ilhan Omar. Or the probability a diminutive woman from Minneapolis basically enslaving a massive part of the U.S. population. Apparently, that doesn't matter. They're just running with this. They're making up stuff like this, and they're running with it. And it's sad. And this is when you look at what's going on with Sinclair Media, they are... Wherever they can, they're going to be pushing this anti-Muslim extremism. And I want to make sure I'm very clear here. Eventually, someone is probably going to try to take, you know, a shot at one of our Muslim representatives. Eventually, they are. And, Boris Epstein and Laura Loomer and all these people are going to say, it's like, well, I was just saying she was the worst thing that ever happened to us as a society, and grandma was going to get killed, and you were going to kill your dog and all these things. I never meant for anyone to do anything physically bad to them. The reality is that these people, you know, frankly, they want to have almost a religious war. And it's terrifying. Not that they can go fight. Oh no, those cowards, they don't want anything to do with serving the troops or anything like that. They'll sit in the background and let other people's kids go and fight their fights for them. But it is terrifying when you see where this is going. And I'm not saying that there haven't been people in other places that have said bad things, but when you basically get to a point where someone is taken off of a social media network because of her outrageous comments, and then the first thing that happens is another entire media network runs to her defense and saying, she was right. Well, we are in this is a really interesting world, isn't it? 952-946-6205. When we do come on back, Jeff Stein's going to join us. We're going to talk about national politics. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
At Pride Institute, being LGBTQ+ is the norm, not the exception. Their highly trained and skilled staff understand your issues and will help you live a happy, healthy life as a proud LGBTQ+ person. They offer you hope to overcome your addiction and live the life you want. Their treatment programs are designed to assist you in developing the knowledge, skills, and attitudes for long-term recovery. Therapy groups include health education, LGBTQ issues, HIV and chronic illness, trauma, grief and loss, transgender support, nicotine recovery education, and sexual health. Pride Institute offers a residential treatment program, a partial hospitalization program that includes day programming with lodging, and an intensive outpatient program. If you or someone in your life can benefit from guidance and coping skills, life balance, and other tools necessary for long-term recovery, check them out at pride-institute.com or call 800-547-7433 now.
November is Govember at Rudy Luther Toyota. With the end of 2018, it's time to get yourself an amazing gift, a new vehicle from Rudy Luther. Through November, get a $3,000 rebate on the Toyota Tundra pickup or $3,500 on my personal favorite, the family-friendly Sienna. Plus, check out that great selection of 2018 Tacoma pickups in stock. And the best part of Rudy Luther is the long-term relationship you'll have with their wonderful people. November is Govember at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
While shopping for a fireplace insert at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, I was amazed at all the choices. Not just gas, electric, or wood burning, but also built-in or freestanding, and options in every style from antique to modern. The staff really listened to us, explained the options, and helped us choose a fireplace we absolutely love. Now it warms our hearts and our home every winter. Thank you, Woodland Stoves, for a great addition.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, putting in a word for the EPA Burn Wise campaign. It has important information about clean burning fireplaces. This is an important part of our mission at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. We know that the fireplace has to work. Work with your life, work with your living space, and also be environmentally smart. Come see us. Learn to burn wise. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Visit our store in person or online at woodlandstoves.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, the holidays coming up here. I do want to make sure I mention Northern Sun, who has been a great sponsor here of AM 950. During the next commercial break, remind me to go show the shirt to the camera, okay? I got a great shirt from them. Fantastic t-shirts over on Lake Street, just to the east of Hiawatha on the north side of Lake. Stop on in. You'll find great shirts. I always go over there once or twice and find some and great stuff over there as well. I sure do enjoy it. I think it is a fantastic place. Northern Sun, stopping over there. Also stopping over at Burger Mo's. As a matter of fact, just go. Here's what I want you to do. Go to Northern Sun. Stop on Lake Street. Stop there. Get some t-shirts. And then head over to St. Paul Burger Mo's. Try the onion burger. I love onion burger. It's tasty. The Ultimate Burger is very good. They got great paninis too. They're unburger, hot dogs. Try it out. Burger Mo's is the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. They also got a great happy hour over there too. 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul. Plenty of free parking. BurgerMo's.com, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert. He's a noted author. You can find his books at Common Good Books in St. Paul, totallyiowa.com. Make great Christmas gifts too. IowaWatch.org is the exceptional public service show that he's part of down in Iowa, and it joins us from the palatial broadcasting complex of KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo. Hi, Jeff.
Did you just sing on the program?
I sing all the time on the program. Actually, every once in a while I do. I was talking earlier. I do drop into that real Minnesota thing. And so it depends. It has to be the right word, though. It's like Shakopee or Wakoda. You know, oh, cripes, yeah. Oh, the Wakoda Bridge. That's a beautiful bridge over there. Everyone, I just can't stop it. So it's what happens.
It was lyric. I thought it was beautiful. as you're suggesting, totallyiowa.com, because they make great Christmas. Oh, that was great.
They make great Christmas gifts. There you go.
That's awesome. That's outstanding.
Let's have some fun here because, first of all, it was not a good day for Paul Manafort yesterday, where not only does he get basically called out by Mueller for lying to him. I mean, and you're a lawyer. Just really quick. Let's just touch on this. If I've got a plea deal with someone, and that plea deal is, I have to be honest. And then they catch you red-handed lying. What generally does happen there?
Well, it's the same thing that happens when you make any agreement, just a handshake agreement with someone or, you know, in a dating relationship and you find out that they're not telling you the truth, you walk because that's a key fundamental premise. So here's this legal contract where it is, we will drop these charges. We will recommend this many years of incarceration in exchange for us showing you that leniency. Dismissing charges, reducing time in prison, you have to do A, B, and C. And it might be turnover assets for reimbursement for gotten gains. It might be the payment of a certain fine. And in the case where testimony is required, you have to give accurate information. If they can prove that you did not, the deal is off and we're four square going forward with full-blown trial. Now, here's the problem with it, though. Let's say Manafort gets called up short, as he did, and he says, all right, you caught me. Here, let me now tell you the real truth. Who's going to believe him? And from a credibility standpoint, in using that information in court against others, he's spoiled. Mm-hmm. Spoiled as in he's no longer got any validity because who's going to believe him? Now, if he gave information that could be independently corroborated so that that other source could then come into court, fine. But he now has fouled his nest because even if he says, okay, you caught me, I'm now going to tell the truth, he has very limited value to them.
Well, and also, we should make sure we mention there is the problem. What he pled guilty to a lot was financial stuff. And so this doesn't go away. It's not like he's got any chance of walking. He's in big trouble with the financial stuff. So this is more about whether or not he's trying to fall on a sword, perchance. We did find out as well yesterday, his lawyer has been giving basically daily briefings to the White House and Trump and his legal team about what they're saying. And then the Guardian's bombshell story, which states that they, after talking to numerous Ecuadorians, where Julian Assange from WikiLeaks is staying at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, apparently Paul Manafort, before he was the campaign chair for Trump, and then as right before he became the campaign chair, was meeting with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks in the embassy there. Needless to say, and I should also make sure I mention, Napolitano, is that the guy on Fox News, the legal guy there?
Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Yeah, he basically made the point yesterday that if you look at the plea deal that Manafort signed with Mueller, there is no way that Trump can get him off the hook, because in that plea deal are state charges and Trump cannot pardon those. And so there is a lot, you know, they can resentence on that. He was making very clear. He says they can resentence on that because if they, you know, the way that it's written is that it's all front loaded up to the federal level. But if the federal level goes away, it goes back to the state level. So, you know, Manafort's in big trouble no matter what. And so this, none of this stuff helps him. Although it did raise quite a few eyebrows yesterday, the alleged meeting between him and Julian Assange.
I hope your producer is recording this segment, because you just cited with authority someone on the Fox News channel, and I'm not sure that has happened in the history of the program.
It was on Shepard Smith's show. So just
that makes it okay. Yes, I. You know, and that's code right there. Yeah. We all stood perfectly.
Yes, indeed.
The same reason why the diehards don't watch that show that hour is the reason you do. Okay, got it. The other thing, though, I thought, in that plea agreement, he specifically said he would not accept a pardon, because this is the thing with a pardon. You have to accept it. And I thought at one point I had heard in one of these plea agreements, and it's in concert with what you just said, that he said he wouldn't take a pardon. The other thing to note here is, and the folks on one side of the spectrum are honking about this, but it is a distinction without merit. None of the crimes that Manafort was found guilty of or has indicated he would admit to, none of them have to do with collusion and the White House and all this good stuff. But what they are able to do is they're doing an investigation and they find big time criminal activity. In fact, Manafort was under investigation, I think, before he had any dealings with Trump in 2016.
I believe so, yeah.
So they have been watching him for a long time. So he is, in essence, dead to rights for things unrelated to Donald Trump. But again, investigation began before Manafort and Trump got together. And a special prosecutor, any investigator, cannot turn a blind eye to criminal activity when they see it. So, for example, let's say that I am law enforcement and I have a warrant to search your house for narcotics. I go in, I find narcotics. But in the process, I also happen to come upon illegal weapons. Well, the way the rules typically read is we say stop, nobody touch anything else. We go get a warrant to now search also for illegal weapons. But the original warrant probably is still good enough for me to grab those weapons too.
Yeah.
Because I'm
– you there still? Do we lose Jeff?
Oh, we might have. I don't know what happened.
Well, I'm right here.
There you go. Okay. Anyway, you're saying you can grab the weapons.
Right. And sometimes they go back and get a warrant just to, you know, it's kind of belt and suspenders. But the idea is when they see something illegal, they can't ignore it. So here's Manafort. They are investigating and they find this stuff. It's not related to Trump. Well, they have to prosecute it. And then the squeeze is, okay, Manafort, what can you tell us about what we want to know?
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, he thought he was smarter than all of them, by saying, well, I'll tell this story and that really won't hurt Trump and it'll help me. Well, the whole house of cards came falling down.
Well, and with Manafort, part of his problem is that these financial charges come with much stiffer penalties. I'm not saying that they're, you know, I think a lot of it does depend on the current political dynamic within the country when it comes to stuff like collusion and treason and stuff like that. But when you're looking at these financial cases, I mean, there are some real meat and potato, you know, jail sentences with this. And that's why I think they use that. Doesn't mean that they don't have things that could connect him to the collusion and the Russians. It just means that they went with the most damning stuff that was going to cost, get him scrambling to the negotiation table.
And I think that's fair, because the other thing is, let's say they had some stuff, but it wasn't all together. They get him dead to rights on the stuff they can convict him on, and then they go and say, all right, here is part of a story. Now, we could keep going down this road, and you're never going to see the light of day. You may not anyway, but we're going to make it really hard on your family because of the forfeiture of assets. So now why don't you fill in some gaps for us? So you're right. And the other thing is, what if they would have charged him with any – if there was something about collusion? If they didn't have it dead to rights, what they've done then is telegraph their intentions or the path going forward, and that causes a problem with the investigation. That's why law enforcement wants to make sure an investigation is completed before they arrest people, because if you arrest a few people, you've now tipped off the others, and pretty soon evidence starts disappearing.
Trump today has come on out now, and initially, as Rudy Giuliani was trying desperately to insist that it's not something they discussed, now Trump is out saying a pardon for Manafort is not off the table. But at the same time, a report came out of CNN and basically put a report out that special counsel Robert Mueller, that the responses that Trump gave him in writing state that Roger Stone did not tell him about WikiLeaks. Funny story there. Nor was he told about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting, which is interesting as well, because Don Jr., the House Democrats have already vowed to find out who was the unlisted number that he called immediately after that meeting. And talk to, and a lot of people are speculating that's a Trump phone number. But needless to say,
it's a burner phone. Trump Senior, he's just throwing burner phones into the trash bins along Fifth Avenue.
Well, he could, would you put it past him? Needless to say, Trump's response to this whole all this Manafort news is surely at least giving me the impression he's terrified of what's coming next.
There's an inconsistency. There's an inconsistency with Trump. What a statement.
Yeah.
At times it's, well, I barely know Manafort. You know, he barely worked for me. And then it's what a horrible thing that's being done to his family. I mean, it's all over the map. I'm not as convinced that he's scared about what Manafort will say, that I think it's the uncertainty of what he might say. And this is part of this fake news narrative that's now being extended, where it's like, well, you know, you tell a guy you want to hear a story and he wants to stay out of prison, he'll tell you anything. So what they're doing is setting up this narrative. And because let's say, for example, Manafort really has nothing but makes up this huge story. Well, I don't know that the presidency can survive that either. And so even – I'm going to go with the most optimistic view on this thing, if you will, the most neutral view. They don't know what a guy who's backed into a corner will say. Mm-hmm. That's A. Okay, so that's a problem. You know, I understand why they'd react a little bit. But given how this president, as a personal individual for years, for decades, he punches back when he feels himself cornered, this is consistent, to your point, with that kind of behavior, isn't it?
Very. And it's plus the fact that at this point, regardless of what happens with Manafort, there's no way in the world they're going to stop all this from getting out at this point.
No. I mean, everything's out at this point. There will be no secrets at this juncture. And there are some who are, and I think this is optimistic. There are some who are saying members of the first family could get an indictment for Christmas. I just don't know that that's necessarily the case. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it'll be done until the new year. And I think that is in part. And I don't mean to be flip about this, but try getting any business done from about November 20th until January 5th anywhere in the world. I mean, it's just a very tough time of year with vacations and everything else. And this is not that Mueller's going to say, all right, I won't be a Grinch, I'll wait. I think it's just a realization that You know, you're going to do much better in January because you don't have the holidays and the resultant issues. You also don't have Republicans in the House controlling the House. Now, I'm not saying he's politically motivated. I'm just simply saying if I'm looking at the lay of the land and nobody is telling me to finish by December 31st, I don't know that I would.
Well,
I mean, unless I was completely done and just couldn't wait to get out of town. But I doubt that's the case.
And Mueller is not dumb. He realizes that, you know, there's been a lot of roadblocks put up there, and he knows that the fastest way to get the Senate on board with actually taking this seriously is all of a sudden to have a House that's unearthing the secrets. And I think that that's part of the game. He might not be doing it for a Democratic political purpose, but I think his goal is to get this information out, and I think that that's what his motivation is, and he knows the Democrats will help him with that. So let's take
And I know you need to take a break, but one quick thing. Understand that Mueller very well will issue a report that may indict a few people, but really what it does, it's the blueprint for a possible impeachment. It's not going to lead to Donald Trump Sr. being let out in handcuffs, and so that may also be why you wait until it's not a group in the House that might potentially be adverse to the interest of justice.
Well, we'll have to see on that one. I actually think that the Democrats might leave him in power for the full 4 years, even if he is damaged, just because he's going to make a nightmare for the Republican Party. we'll take a break. When we come on back, proof. It sounds like we finally have proof of the grand conspiracy against Hillary Clinton. I'm going to get your thoughts on this when we do return. Jeff Stein joining us with his usual Wednesday visit. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
At Burger Mo's, Mondays no longer need to be a drag. Dine on the beautiful patio for Burger Monday Madness every Monday after 4 p.m., where you can order any burger and fries off menu for just $6. Not valid on Excel event evenings. Burger Mo's offers 20 fresh, never frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking, and online at burgermo's.com.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for over 45 years, invites you to shop through two convenient locations. Seward Co-op stores are committed to local producers and food you can feel good about serving your family and guests. Pre-order your holiday meal from Seward, local free-range Ferndale turkeys, handcrafted traditional vegetarian, vegan, and made without gluten sides, perfect for everyone at your holiday gathering. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store at 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
November is Govember at Rudy Luther Toyota. With the end of 2018 in sight, it's time to clear out the remaining 2018 Toyotas. Rudy Luther has huge discounts on the most popular small SUV, the RAV4, and Toyota is offering a $3,000 rebate on 2018s through November. If you want a larger SUV, try the 2018 Highlander with 0% financing for 60 months. You'll also get the Holiday Station gas discount for 3 years with purchase of a new Rudy Luther vehicle. November is Govember, so get going over to Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman for Continental Diamond. You've heard me talk about this place for a long time, and this holiday season, it's time to get your loved one a gift that will last a lifetime. Their experts know all the latest trends and will help you find the perfect gift to fit any budget with an amazing in-stock selection to choose from. Stay away from the craziness of the malls and visit Continental Diamond, adjacent to the West End in St. Louis Park, and at ContinentalDiamond.com. That's Continental Diamond for the perfect holiday gift.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us with his weekly political commentary. Jeff, Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace was talking to former Trump advisor, or I still think occasionally Trump advisor as well, David Bossie. And Wallace tried to do the blowing off of the, grand conspiracy, this conspiracy against Hillary Clinton, to which David Bossie very quickly said, what are you talking about? Of course there was a conspiracy against Hillary Clinton, and it worked like a charm. And Chris Wallace was like, what? And this is Bossie like, no, of course there was. I mean, you have to purposely be trying to avoid it to not acknowledge it. And I think this is Bossie wanting to try to take credit for basically helping Hillary Clinton lose in 2016. But then on top of it, you have to throw in this Ivanka email story and the fact that it has disappeared from the front pages, that there are an insane amount of Republicans who only 2 years ago were screaming that anyone using a personal email for official government business should be removed from office. Mm-hmm. The double standard is pretty obvious. There, as much as people want to, you know, kind of downplay and look, oh, look, the Democrats are going loony about this stuff. I have seen more of this crap in the last few months than I care to see. Just the insane double standard when it comes to a Republican doing the same exact thing, which only 2 years ago led Republicans to be beat face red screaming, get them out of office.
Let's talk about the email thing first. I think that you may not like this, but I think that there are certain distinctions. Well, first of all, if you are a Republican and you use private email, you are completely stupid because of the hypocrisy of it. Okay, yes. Let's be very clear about that. All right, there, it just, why do you hand the opposition a club to hit you in the face with? That's what that is doing. That said, there are certain distinctions and it's stored on this server and blah, blah. Okay, I think that some, you're saying it's not getting enough attention in the media. I think that if you compare the two, the Clinton thing is just a little more convoluted to where I don't know that it's that they don't want to bring it up because it makes her look worse, or, you know, or is society beyond the email thing? I hope not, because we don't need to transact business privately. But Bossy is doing what Bossy is doing because he's selling another book. He and Lewandowski have another book. In fact, I'm interviewing Bossy next Tuesday. So if you have questions you'd like me to ask, please submit them. I'd love to see them because he's hawking a book. So, of course, he's saying to Chris Wallace, and by the way, you're watching Fox again. I just thought I'd point that out to the audience.
I do try to find news outlets out there. I go out in all of them, but I mean,
it's true. Everybody listening should be watching and listening to a variety of things. That just makes you smarter, and it makes you more convinced about your own position. But I think Bossy is there. Yeah, he's trying to claim that he has inside scoop because he was a mastermind of something. I don't think that they're that smart to pull it off, to be honest with you.
Well, that's actually about the best argument I've heard against it. No, but you see, this is why I have you on, because you're right. I mean, okay, who brings Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone into any grand conspiracy? These are two of the dumbest human beings I've ever seen in my life. And someone says, we're going to take, you know, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern over here and throw them in. They're going to be our big, you know, our big ace in the hole. You know, I think, you know, you're right. But at the same time, the fact that he was like, you know, looking at Wallace and it's like, what are you talking about? Of course there was a conspiracy against her. And it worked. And that's the valid point, is because there is a valid point there.
They have no problem admitting it because it worked, to be like, oh, yeah, we won. What do you want to do about it? You know, she's off on a tour of Canada with her husband. Yeah, okay. I don't know that taking that kind of credit publicly in this era of investigation, I don't care if you are hawking a book, not smart.
No, Wallace was clearly blindsided by that one. He was not expecting that. But going back to Ivanka, the argument that this is only dealing with stuff with kids and stuff, that's bull. She got caught red-handed. I don't ever remember any Republican making excuses for Hillary Clinton, even though there clearly was some of the correspondence she was doing was also of personal nature.
Yoga and weddings, as I recall. Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's not a valid argument at all. It is hypocritical, and it may not be to the same level, but how do you get red-faced complaining about one and then do it yourself? That's dumb.
Jeff's books are actually quite exceptional, and if you are looking for a unique Christmas gift, I'm going to recommend Common Good Books in St. Paul, totallyiowa.com. Go check those out. You got new books coming out here too, right?
If I ever get time to write them, I keep talking on the radio.
I hate those idiots. All right. Common Good Books, totallyiowa.com. Jeff Stein, thank you very much. I'll put up the Iowa Politics Report a little bit later, okay?
You're the best. Thanks.
Take care. We've got Brett and Sam in next hour. Drive safe out there. Be back tomorrow. Until then, see ya.